opening the consumer, reopening the Committee on Consumer Protection and Public Affairs for today, the 18th of February, and I'm opening a work session on House Bill 3610 and asking Lori to please explain the Dash 9 amendment, which was negotiated after the recess. And Lori, would you please explain the new language that's on the page 1 of the Dash 9?
Okay, Madam Chair, members of the committee, the Dash 9 of House Bill 3610 requires the beneficiary, beneficiary's agent to provide a grantor with an explanation of a calculation supporting the determination the grantor was not eligible for the loan modification. We just received the fiscal and the revenue within minutes of them getting the request, so they've been wonderful with this just because of the minor change. Again, thank you, apologize, from the Dash 8 that says provides the grantor with an explanation of how the beneficiary or the beneficiary's agent calculated the grantor was not eligible for the loan modification.
Thank you, Lori. That was the new language, and I will explain that during the recess I met with consumer advocates and also with Tim Martinez, spoke with Pam Levitt, in general terms with Paul Cosgrove, and I know Tim wanted to say something, and I don't know if Pam wants to say anything either, but Tim, if you want to just come up and make your comment on the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tim Martinez here on behalf of the Oregon Bankers Association. We do not object to the Dash 9s. Obviously, we got them, as you did, very late in the afternoon. I have sent them out to the appropriate people in my association. They generally appear to be what you and I have talked about earlier today. So, again, we will not object. But as I mentioned in the hall, we would appreciate the opportunity to hear back from our folks when they get in their office in the morning. Go ahead and move the bill, send it to the floor. Pass it. We will not argue the bill on the floor, but would like the opportunity, if indeed the words are not quite what we would expect, that we have the opportunity to at least talk about going to conference once it passes the Senate.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. And I told you in the hallway that I will certainly be open to that. However, due to the time frames, everyone understands that sometimes that can result in a bill not going through. So I'll do what I can, but I don't want to see this bill go away because of that issue. So
thank
I appreciate
you. Thank you,
everyone today during the recess working on this. Especially I want to thank Legislative Council and Legislative Fiscal for such a quick turnaround time. My staff, Lori, everyone who was able to make this happen. So we are going to adopt, entertain a motion to adopt the Dash 4, which is the cleanup language and changing honor before the date to adder before the time in the two places in the bill and the Dash 9 amendment. Senator George.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 4 amendments dated February 15, 2010.
Senator George moves to adopt the Dash 4 amendments dated February 15, 2010. Is there any discussion? Seeing any objection? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 9 amendments dated February 18, 2010.
Senator George moves to adopt the Dash 9 amendments dated February 18, 2010. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the Dash 9 amendments are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3610 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George moves House Bill 3610 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
I will only vote for the bill if I don't have to carry it.
Madam Chair, I just would like to compliment you for your persistence and flexibility in working with this bill. I just think it's your effort was very, very diligent, and I'm glad we got an outcome that we can move forward with.
Thank you so much, Senator. And as everyone knows, the goal is to get more helpful information to consumers. We're hearing from, and it is our intent that this will help in that regard without putting an additional burden or an unsurmountable burden, certainly, on any of the lenders. We appreciate everything that they're going through now with all the increase in foreclosures, but at the same time, we see it as mutually beneficial for the consumer to get as much information as possible. It will help avoid misunderstandings, and sometimes it's important for the consumer to really understand and that it's time to move on and accept that they may have to face the foreclosure. So that is the intent of this, and I appreciate everyone's support. And Pam, will you please call the roll?
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
Excused.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Excused.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 3610, as amended, moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and the chair will carry the bill. I'll close the work session on House Bill 3610 and close the committee for today. Thank you.
Yeah. Good job.